to Urban Wine Life on the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good evening and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and welcome to our wine review this week, which I made a weird decision that I normally don't do because I go with my French red wine. I lean toward different ones, but I decided to grab this Merlot off the shelf, which was something I didn't have any real intent with. I had some grilled chicken, and we just did some other spicy beans and everything. And I jumped and pulled out this Haut Vignac Périgord. Haut Vignac Périgord. It's a 2016 Merlot. And what made this interesting, because, I do Merlots every now and then, but normally, I normally do them from actual California. So from France, I'm grabbing a Burgundy or a Bordeaux. So I'm either hitting one of those. But this was a straight Merlot from France, which was something a little different. And I got it, I forget which region that it was from. It's a Producto Vignobles. That Vignobles that I had, remember now, I had that Vignobles region with that Vouvray. So we're still hitting that same region, and I stayed right there. So this one was really interesting. Now, I'm going to show you something that I normally don't do. But if you look, the bottle's empty. I drunk it all. So this actual wine was delicious. This was one that I didn't expect to enjoy that much. So I pulled the last one out and said, damn it, I need to do the review before I finish this whole bottle of wine. But so this was an amazing wine. I have to tell you, to me, it was pretty, pretty amazing. And it's a $17, $16. I got it for about $11.99. So that $12 price point. So it was something very amazing from Southwest France. So what it does, it gives you a lot of fruitful tastes and aromas, and it's soft and smooth. So I'm getting aggressive of letting you know even all about it because the wine is already gone. So to go through all the whole process and act like, well, this is my second try on this. Nah, I drunk the bottle before I even tried this. And I only held this because I had to do the review. But this is pretty, pretty amazing. So you have the aromas that's coming out. It's really fruitful to the, to the point of like blackberries, little, even raspberries. So that was on a point that I really enjoyed. So let's take a whiff, and I mean, I can continue to explain even though I was doing it anyway. Yeah. So not really too much any woodsy or mineral smell or anything like that. But it's really a fruitful aroma. Really good. It's just taking off, and it's giving me a really good fruity intake from that. So I enjoyed it so much that I didn't really go too much further on that. So let's take a taste. Let's grab this. Oh my goodness, I'm gonna finish this one tonight. But anyway, this is very good. It is smooth. It is very light in the tannins. It is dry, and it is fruitful. Even at this price point, this is a recommend buy. Blink, 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 recommend buy. I really highly enjoyed this. And I'm going to get about two, maybe three more bottles of this because I went through this so much. And this is a 2016. They had one 2015 that I sold that was available. So right now we're going to the 3-year point. So you're probably getting a lot more smoothness and textures to go with it. But I'm telling you, this is a very, very great wine for me, and especially a Merlot that I don't normally get from California. So I guess what I'm going to try to do is try to get another Merlot from France just to see if it's going to give me that same type of flavors and things in that matter. But this is the Haute Vignac Périgord. I'm saying it, and I'm always going to try to say it as proper as possible, get my pronunciations together, but I will say it's a Merlot, so I'm not getting that one wrong. But thank you so much. This is a really good wine. Look for this one, $11.99, $12.99, on the high side, around $17.99, but a really good buy. So, see you next week on Urban Wine Life, or go to the urbanwinelife.com to see which one's old, new, and all podcast downloads, and Bougie Black Brother Network to see the tasting, the wine looks like, what the bottle looks like, so on and so forth. So thank you very much, and we'll see you next time on Urban Wine Life.